4JET, N4ZLK.
Yo, 4JET, I hadn't heard about you yet.
I heard a rumor that this little gas station right down the road from us had fuel, that he was able to get some there yesterday. They were open and had fuel. I was just going to double check before I drove down there.
Hopefully you can find some.
TR and Pickens has them, but Pickens, John, K4WCL, said they were lines out into the road all over Pickens yesterday. But this place is only, 6 miles down the road from me, so it should be, it'd be easy enough to drive down there and check it out.
And going early might be the ticket. You know, just like it was yesterday. More water up here, but it rained again last night, and it called for rain again today, so we'll see how that goes.
Sprinkling just barely here. It's a little wet. We had our windows open. I didn't hear major rain, but who knows? I might have slept through it.
And I don't know how major it was here either. No evidence of major rain. Just, we don't need any more water for a little while.
Had your fair share, and I think you're a little stingy if you get any more.
It's actually pretty odd to walk out on my front porch and can't hear anything at all. It's different.
It's kind of nice in some ways, but you know what we have to put up with when it happens. Anyway, I'll let you go. Did you ever get a hold of your father-in-law?
I have not, but we got up to the fire department yesterday and asked them to do a welfare check because they could radio across the other side to get that fire department to go up there.
And I turned the radio off last night, but I got climbed in bed. I thought I was going to go to sleep, and I grabbed my HT and turned it on and caught the tail end of Hayden signing out. Was he able to get a hold of anybody in any of the family in Girton?
No, was not. So they still haven't got any news from over there.
The major way in there is on that back cave road that, right towards Chimney Rock. There is a north way, but the road, it's like 276 up in the mountains, and I don't know where it goes to, so I don't think many people travel to Girton from that direction.
That area over there got hit pretty hard, so hopefully everybody is safe and it just structure and property damage.
We went there when Hayden got married. We went up there and it was a little beautiful area, but it was like down in a valley with hills on both sides, a real narrow valley too.
Where all these little towns up here in the mountains are at is down in the valleys between the mountains. And when it rains like this, it's not a good place to be.
Any other activity this morning on the radio?
DJW was here and Ken, KN4TFW, they were here. And another lady brought an announcement that you could listen to 99.9 for updates here on Western North Carolina. They're giving constant updates about it. So that's been all that's been on here since this morning when I got up.
Well, we just got up. I got the generator going. Obviously, you can hear, apparently you can hear in my radio signal. I'm going to go and maybe head down the road there and top off on the fuel. I'll talk to you later. I'll check in after a while. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
See you, Shane. Good morning, Patrick. W4SOE.
Shane, and good to hear you this morning. Be careful out there. And good morning, Sean. KO4HKX here.
Another beautiful day on planet Earth.
N4ZLK. Patrick, Beth said hello. N4ZLK.
Beth, keep him straight today. KO4HK. Go ahead, John.
I just said it's going to be another beautiful day on planet Earth.
We're calling for more rain up here.
Nothing that all of us could do without for a while.
It's not supposed to be a 50% chance of rain, but it's already been sprinkling this morning and overnight, and Yeah, we don't need any rain at all. We need some sunshine to dry this place up.
Yeah, I stuck a shelter out yesterday evening over the site where my generator's sat, because I kind of expected it'd probably rain again. And secured it, tied it down with a red Harbor Freight water bucket.
Shelter over my tractor, and I just went ahead and tied it right to the tractor, because if it blows it away, I'm not worried about it.
Shelter, but it's darn sure not going to take the tractor.
It might rip it to shreds, but you never know. There's a little spring head that runs right down beside my property on that side, so it could get washed away too. Wouldn't have been that hard. But luckily I sustained no damage up here.
Pennsylvania County, is it progressing any? Are they starting to make some headway and cleaning the county up?
The best I can tell, they've got roads opened up where emergency vehicles can get through, but there's still trees on power lines and lanes blocked, and water still has the county cut in half as of last night. I have not went out or ventured out so far this morning. But I'm getting ready to get up and get the day going and go fire up all the generators for everybody.
How North Carolina is handling it, but little birdie told me that the South Carolina Forestry Commission didn't want to start cutting trees until Monday. I hope that's just a rumor, because it'd be a crying shame.
Yeah, that'd be crazy to be waiting like that. If you got the manpower here and can do it, get it done, get the cleanup process started.
Keep bothering them on their weekends, you know.
There's only so much they can do. I'm not going to knock them too hard. They've done a lot of work lately, and they need to rest too so they can stay safe and work safely. So I'll ease up on them on that one, but, you know, just putting it off to clean up till Monday, I can't see doing that.
Yeah, that's the point I was getting at. I know everybody out there is working their tail off, but if that is true and they just decided, hey, we're not going to work till Monday, then I would have a problem with that, because there's a lot of people relying not on them to do what they do best.
Yeah, we're paying their salaries, a lot of them, if they're working for the county and states and government agencies.
The local generator servicemen there?
Well, I got to get my whole house generator fired up, and then I've got a little generator that I've been passing around the neighborhood to keep refrigerators cold and at night to run the oxygen tank for a guy up here. He's got bottles right now, but his oxygen generator he uses in the house, we run it for him at night. So I got all that set up yesterday, so I'm going to have to go check and see how everything did last night.
I'm still flabbergasted. You're a heck of an asset to your little community up there. Really cool. Now I'm just having coffee, trying to wake up. I'm not quite sure I'm fully alive yet.
4-H kick. I've been up since about 6 o'clock, which is late for me. I'm usually up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I actually got to sleep in a little bit today. And standing around like this, waiting for everybody else to get up, is nerve-wracking sometimes.
Really? Yeah. I get it. I ain't got nowhere to be. On a normal day, I work from home. And but today's a Sunday anyway, so I wouldn't be working. And I took next week off, which I think is going to be fortuitous. But usually when I wake up, I coffee, hit the computer, get to work.
For a living, Sean.
I'm what you call an IT security architect. I work for a company called Ascension, which is a large Catholic-run healthcare care entity in the country. We've got about 150 hospitals spread all over the United States. And I do what I can to keep them secure.
Well, good to know. I run a mobile tool business. I own a Matco tool franchise, and I run it down there in the Greenville, Spartanburg, or Greenville, edge of Spartanburg, Greer, Taylor's, Easley, and Travelers Rest area.
Yeah, I live over by Pelham and 85. Kind of over there by that Lowe's on Pelham. Well, really close to it, let's put it that way. When you're over this way, we're going to get together. I'm going to buy you lunch.
I don't get over that way much. The closest I get is there in Greer and Taylor's. But every now and then, all the Matco guys will get together on a Tuesday evening or something and over toward Pelham usually.
Well, Taylor's has a good little restaurant right there, pretty much at the corner of Wade Hampton and Edwards Mill / Old Mill Road. It's set back one, I think it used to be called Palmetto something or another. It's a little drive-in. They do really good hamburgers, hot dogs, really good hamburgers, hot dogs. So that's my business from the house, too. So wherever you're at, I'll come get you.
I'm in that area on Thursdays all day. I'm right there. I run from Rutherford Road down to Arlington Road on Wade Hampton, there through there. So I'm there on Thursdays, and I can venture out. I think I know where you're talking about, but I don't remember the name of it. There's a 7-Eleven right there on the corner of Edward Mill, and there's a little diner back from it, a shopping center, and CVS, I believe it is, on the other corner.
Yeah, that's it. It's pretty much right beside the 7-Eleven on the Wade Hampton side. Like, it faces Wade Hampton. So if you were standing in at that intersection looking towards back behind the 7-Eleven, it's on the right. There's a good little sandwich shop up there, too. Substation 2, if you haven't eaten there. It's to make a mean sub, W4SOE.
N4ZLK. 4JET, N4ZLK. Copy. If he gets back on, guys, he said he was going to search for some fuel. Let him know the BP fuel station in Holly Springs is out of fuel. No fuel there.
Relay the message for you when he comes back in here.
I'm not copying you guys. I'm in a bad spot here.
Well, it ain't a repeater, but I'll relay the message to Shane. Go ahead, Sean.
Real solid. I'm not sure what's going on there. But lots of cool little places to eat over there. I grew up on that side of town. And then moved away up to Tennessee for a bit. And then came back, I don't know, about 6 years ago.
Born and raised right here where I'm at. Not exactly where I'm at, but in this county. Have moved away a little bit when we were younger. My mom and dad decided they wanted to live outside of Houston, Texas, and that didn't work out. So dad's still, he's not still there, but he lived down there and stayed, and then mom come back here with us. And I got drug back and forth and here yondering about, and spent 95% of my life right here in this county.
This is Tom and Marietta. Just wanted to interject right quick that we still don't have any cell phone service. Obviously, no electricity, no internet, no power, no nothing. I did notice that one of the National Weather Service radio stations is up and running, and that is the 162.450 station in Clayton, Georgia, Glassy Mountain in Georgia, just in case anybody was trying to find a way to get weather updates to see how long the showers and fun stuff were going to last today. But no exciting information, and One of the things that I did notice was they were unable to give any weather updates for Asheville, so I guess we keep our fingers crossed for the folks up on top of the hill. Anyway, back over to you guys. We're always monitoring, even if we can't hit the machine with a 100 milliwatt wonder in the house. Anyway, 73, y'all, while we're sitting out in the car trying to charge up phones and power banks and HTs and stuff like that from WV6Z.
Information, and I wrote down 162.450, approximately the Glassy Mountain area weather service.
Roger, roger. That's the Clayton National Weather Service machine.
Got N4ZLK.
Got WV6Z. Go ahead.
WV6Z. Sorry, I think I spoke with you yesterday. Have you been out on 288 at all from Marietta there?
Negative. Let's see. Today is Sunday. Friday morning, went to work down Pumpkin Town Highway, halfway between Marietta and Pumpkin Town at the Milliken plant. And it was an exercise in adventure trying to get out of the parking lot and up onto the highway to get home, and that's where the adventure began. It was terrible with trees down everywhere, River Road, Pumpkin Town Highway, et cetera, et cetera. Did venture out a little bit later on yesterday. The Spink station was open and pumping gas, as was Burger King. Attached to it, the Red Star food store just down the road from the Spink station was also pumping gas on a cash-only basis. We did drive into down towards Furman to the Publix. There was about a 3 or 4 hour line waiting to get in the front door, so we just gave up and came back home. Over.
Hey, Shane, I got an update for you.
I was wondering about that River Road there. It was flooded yesterday, so I was just checking it. But hang on, I'm talking to a neighbor here. N4ZLK.
Raspable. There was trees blocking it from both ends. So, anyway, back over to you guys, WV6Z.
And here with those updates. Appreciate that on the weather station.
Objection. Wife is out here with me charging up her goodies in the car, too. FedEx is running. We actually received a FedEx delivery yesterday. Thank goodness. It was cat food, so the cats won't eat us. They have food to live off of. And the mail is running. So it is possible, if you have internet capabilities, anybody out there that might need something to be delivered or shipped in, it's possible that you could get it from Sam's or Walmart or via the United States Postal Service. So, anyway, that is what it is. WV6Z.
Hey, there you go. Maybe Amazon's running and people can order dry goods.
I don't know. Emergency prescription deliveries and stuff like that are a possibility, I guess. So.
Go for it, HKX here.
Just made it out alive out of the Traveler's Rest Walmart at 7 this morning. They got a pretty good stock. Not a lot of cold items, no milk or eggs or meat or anything, but got stuff on the shelf.
For that update, and your father-in-law is out looking for gas, so he's in here too.
I'll connect here with him eventually. All right, I'll be clear. K4HNR.
Thanks for bringing that update, KO4HK. Radio for a little bit.
Yeah, man, I'm still waking up, so I'm not going anywhere.
Shane comes back in here. Will you relay that message from Matthew, WW4JET, about the BB station?
Well, my mother gave me the message. Let me write it down.
There's no gas at the BB station right down from his house. Matthew just wanted to let him know. I'm going to go get up and get outside and get this generator going so I can get my house taken care of for the morning.
N4ZLK.
Key Whiskey 4, Juliet, Echo Tango.
Shane now, so let me, I'll just relay it right quick. Shane, Matthew come in here and said the BP station did not have fuel, so you'll have to go somewhere else, I guess.
Appreciate it. I'll find somewhere else. N4ZLK, thanks.
Shane, and I'm going to step to the side, so you gentlemen stay safe, and I'll be monitoring KO4HK. Standing by.